Hey everybody, stay tuned today where I'm talking to Pablo and Diana about cloud strategy and how you can build that cloud strategy for people to understand from the technical point of view as well as your business stakeholders' point of view. Welcome to the Azure Enablement Show. In this show, we're having technical conversations with Microsoft experts about some of the common questions or concerns you might have when you're on your cloud adoption journey. Now, in previous episodes, we covered what the cloud adoption framework is and how it can accelerate your cloud adoption journey. In today's episode, I'm welcoming Pablo, who is a Director of Azure Business and Development, and Diana, who is a Senior Product Marketing Manager. And we're going to be talking about how to think about your cloud strategy and build that plan that is understandable both from the techie person's point of view and also your stakeholders' point of view. Now, my first question is for Pablo, and Pablo, welcome to the show. How do we get started with developing that cloud adoption strategy? Can you explain it a bit for me, please?
Absolutely, and thank you for inviting me. So let's bring up the slide that shows the four essential steps that we recommend to our customers. Number one is all about defining your motivations. Number two is about defining and aligning the organization on the business outcomes. The number three is understanding the financial considerations. And number four is about defining those technical considerations that need to be put in place.
Now, in terms of the defining your motivations, Pablo, what does that actually mean? And should that be your first step within your journey?
It is. It's all about establishing why you want to move to the cloud. We often see there are several motivations that apply at the same time. So the idea is to generate all of these ideas, understand which of those are relevant, and then prioritize and assess the potential impacts of each one of them. Typical motivations that customers share with us are all about cost savings, scaling, or building new technical capabilities. So once you classify them, you will be able to prioritize and decide where to start. And there are two common paths that we see when helping our customers build their strategy, and those paths are migration and innovation. In the migration case, we recommend that you experiment and implement the first workload in parallel with your planning efforts to help the team understand and anticipate any learning curves that are associated with the cloud adoption. In contrast, when the motivation is all about innovation, then strategy and planning will require investments earlier on. This is all to help the organization prepare for a more disruptive process that will require changes, not only in the technology areas, but also in the processes commonly associated with technology adoption.
Awesome. Now, once an organization has established their motivations, what's the next step on their journey? What should they prioritize next?
It's all about documenting the business outcomes. This is what will help the organization show results and set up for success in the long run. Cloud adoption requires investment in people and resources, so understanding the business outcomes will help foster the right level of executive sponsorship, the support needed from IT, as well as the support needed from the business areas. One way to achieve this is to set up objectives and key results, OKRs, because by using them, you will be able to clearly state the intent and measure the cloud adoption success.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Pablo, for taking me through those strategy steps. I'd like to welcome Diana into the conversation now in order to discuss that cloud economics initiative and how it actually links to some of the business outcomes you mentioned, Pablo. Diana, welcome to the show. Could you explain a little bit about this cloud economics initiative and why we've got it, please?
Absolutely. While we're trying to understand how customers view their business case for cloud migration through our research, we found that customers usually start with financial analysis using our public-facing calculators. However, without proper knowledge, they could choose wrong options. For example, if they have a storage solution on-premises, they try to look for a parity solution in the cloud. However, there are hundreds of storage solutions in the cloud. And they really need that knowledge to choose that solution wisely. And we got questions like, what will give me the most cost savings? Should I turn the licensing on? And how to right size my VMs, et cetera. Cloud pricing is also not one size fits all. There are some lesser known tips that can optimize your cloud events investment. So we really need to educate our customers on how the building blocks in the cloud are interlinked and help them choose their cloud solutions wisely so they can realize the full potential of the cloud and not make decisions in a vacuum. With that in mind, we launched Cloud Economics, which provides a rich set of digital content highlighting key technical and financial tips for cloud migration from our Azure experts. It also shares some best practices from top organizations. The primary goal of Cloud Economics is to help customers build a successful business case to maximize their investments and realize the cloud value in a granular and measurable way.
Awesome. It sounds like we've got some great information that our customers can leverage to build that business case. Now, lots of our customers move for different reasons. Their motivations are all different. But what are some of the core benefits that they all see when they move to the cloud, Diana?
When we think about benefits, there are two larger categories that we really can take into consideration. One is technical benefits, and the other is financial benefits. And one thing that is always good to keep in mind is that cloud value extends beyond cost. So starting with the technical benefits, when you look at deploying workloads to the cloud, there are capabilities that came into play that are more limiting on-premises, but more accessible in the cloud. One of them being scalability. The ability to scale up or scale out your resources depending on usage, utilization, and demand. Second to that is availability. It's more costly to build highly available infrastructure on-premises, but it's less costly to architect highly available infrastructure in the cloud. Third is security and compliance. Within the cloud, we are always adding to our security infrastructure and tool sets to keep you on par with what's transpiring with respect to security threats on the global networks. And you can also benefit from the capacity optimization, meaning that you're only paying for the resources that you are actually utilizing over time. So your capacity can fluctuate depending on those particular demands. And during those load times within the business cycle, you can actually scale back your overall capacity or scale up depending on what's required. So that elasticity is a huge paradigm shift with respect to moving workloads to the cloud. It improves how you actually deploy and provision or deprovision resources more dynamically. On the financial side, certainly you start transforming your overall budget allocation from what has historically been a capital expenditure or CapEx investment to operating expenditure or OPEX pricing models that can be more fluctuating based on capacity or utilization of the cloud environment. You also benefit from the overall reduced data center footprint. Those amortized facilities or co-hosting agreements that you have in place are no longer required. The overall staff productivity can be improved as well. These DevOps type of concepts where your operations folks are more focused on automating and deploying and deprovisioning workloads than racking and stacking servers and dealing with heating or cooling type of issues. They can focus more on the business outcomes and innovation instead of the operations. You also immediately benefit from a sustainability perspective, which is a benefit we hear more and more from the customer side. Data centers that are hosting cloud services, such as the ones with Azure, we do at such scale that we benefit from the least amount of environmental impact. So overall, by moving to the cloud, you really benefit from all those perspectives well beyond what you're able to do on premises.
Awesome. Thank you, Diana, and thank you, Pablo, for joining me today. It's been great to talk about cloud strategy and building that business case. For everybody tuning in, please do check out the description below where we'll be dropping some links for further information, and stay tuned for future episodes of the Azure Enablement Show.